Some Pennsylvania voters had a more immediate concern than just voting, finding dinner. Across the country, including Pennsylvania, food banks are facing growing demands as prices rise and many Americans are unable to make ends meet. Some aid groups are trying to ease this pressure by encouraging more families to apply for food stamps. NPR's Pam Fessler visited a food pantry in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Volunteers rip open cartons of carrots, potatoes, and fresh produce at a warehouse in a rural area west of Harrisburg. They're getting ready for the once-a-month food distribution at Project Share. The mood here is upbeat. This pantry hands out encouragement along with food. But Executive Director Elaine Livas has some sobering news for the volunteers.
Everybody come on out for a minute.
Livas reminds those gathered that food banks all over are facing hard times, and only a limited amount of supplies can be distributed to those waiting outside. She says baby food especially is in short supply.
So we give out one can of formula to each family going through instead of three. And when that happens, what people do is they water down the formula they give out to their baby.
Oh, it's good to see a neighbor.
The number of families coming to Project Share is up 43% since 2005, about 1,000 families a month. Today, a steady stream of people enters the warehouse. Each person gets a shopping cart to roll from station to station to receive food from the volunteers. There are middle-aged men and elderly women here, but also lots of young couples, most with babies and toddlers in tow.
And I have the spaghetti sauce to go with your pasta.
All right.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. And tuna?
Yes, please.
Many who come here have jobs, but they can't keep up with the rising costs. Lisa Aponte and her husband have four children to feed.
Everything has gone up. And then just gas alone to get to the grocery store and getting to work, that's taking a big chunk of our budget. And certain things that you get here that you know you're going to get every month helps, because then you say, okay, well, I don't have to buy that at the grocery store today.
She used to come here a couple of times a year. Now it's almost every month.
Bradley!
Nearby, Christina Menser tries to keep her six-year-old from wandering off. She's here despite making $10.90 an hour.
I'm a single mom, so I'm like the only one buying groceries half the time. We struggle for money to get food because we can't afford it because of all our bills. But
Menser says she applied for food stamps but was told with child support she made too much. Many here don't get food stamps, even though they do qualify. And it's a national problem. 28 million Americans are expected to receive food stamps this coming year, but millions more are eligible. Often the process is too daunting, so just off the warehouse floor, Laura Tobin of the Pennsylvania Hunger Action Center is trying to help.
And do you share any of your household expenses with anyone, like a roommate or sublease? Okay.
Just him and I. Okay. We're on our own.
Tobin is using a laptop computer to fill out an online food stamp application for Donald and Shirley Sims. They've fallen on especially hard times. Donald lost his truck driving job last month. His wife has a string of medical problems, a stroke, blindness in one eye, high blood pressure, but no insurance.
She's got stents in her heart. She's got had both sides of her neck cut, replacing the veins. They got to do her stomach yet.
I don't want to know.
Tobin tells the Simses that she'll follow up with a caseworker in a few days. Later, she says many people are under the mistaken impression that they can't get food stamps if they own a car or a home.
A lot of people don't know that they're eligible. Or a lot of people are, I don't quite how to say it, but it's a lot of stigma attached to going into the county assistance office, unfortunately.
Even so, about 1.2 million Pennsylvanians, about 1 in 11, received food stamps last month. Food advocates say that assistance doesn't go as far as it used to. Project Share board member John Frilino says, like other pantries, they're looking at more long-term solutions.
Nutrition among the poor is very bad. And so we have education programs here that will teach little kids how to start cooking, that there is good food that isn't just sugar.
They also recently set up a farm stand to encourage more fresh fruits and vegetables. They expected 30 to 40 families to show up a day, but it's been more like 100. Pam Fessler, NPR News.